This is Dr. Suzuki Trading on Richard Baran, B-A-R-A-N, Baran Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, Baran, B-A-R-A-N, B as in boy, date of birth 9-19-1945, date of visit 4-10-25. Please make copy for Benjamin Ensel. Benjamin Ensel. E-N-S-E-L-L. Ensel. E-N-S-E-L-L. P-A hyphen C. P-A hyphen C. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is trouble sleeping and shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph is from Tellus. This is a 79-year-old male who has a prior history of hypertension and depression and multiple allergies as experienced trouble sleeping and has shortness of breath with activity. The patient also complained of upper abdominal discomfort and went for a cardiac evaluation and a complete cardiac evaluation is still pending. He denies wheezing but has some post nasal drip and nasal congestion and shortness of breath activity. He says his chest pains come on at night and they are not related to reflux. He has had no nausea, vomiting, and denies any leg swelling or calf muscle pains. A recent chest CT with contrast on 4/7/25 showed mild bronchiectasis and basilar subsegmental atelectasis in a small left pleural effusion. He also had a 1.5 centimeter right suprahilar node and no other lymphadenopathy. And there was a calcified subcranial lymph node indicating granulomatous disease. Ascending aorta was dilated at 4.1 centimeter. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of prostatic enlargement and a TURP. They also had a hernia repair, and he had been a hypertensive for over 10 years. Also has depression and gout, and has kidney stones. He denies any history for diabetes. Next, surgery also includes cataract surgery and implants. Next line, habits. The patient never smoked. drinks alcohol moderately. He has been exposed to secondhand smoke from his mother and brother. Next line, family history, the patient's mother died of colon cancer, father also died of a malignancy, unknown primary. Next. Med list included albuterol and calotriptans, PRN, allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, escitalopram 5 milligrams daily, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams a day. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and he has had weight gain. He has shortness of breath and mild wheezing. No abdominal pain, no heartburn, rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. He has some chest pains and palpitations, and no leg swelling. He has depression. He has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. Denies easy bruising or bleeding gums. No joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, but has memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is, this is a moderately overweight. Elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superfluidema. Blood pressure is 138/80, pulse 85 as patients. 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 207, saturation 94. HE India, enormous phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields are essentially clear, no crackles or wheeze. Heart sounds are regular, as soon as S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild biochastes, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number one, insomnia, multifactorial. Number two is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number three is hypertension. Number four is gout. Number five is mediastinal adenopathy and old granulomatous disease. Next paragraph, plan patient will get a CBC, CMP said rate. He also was advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the mediastinal nodes and a polysomnographic study was advised and a cardiac evaluation. He had a PFT done which showed no significant obstructive disease, but there was mild restriction and no significant change after bronchodilator use. The patient will come back for a follow-up visit near approximately approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Benjamin Ansel, PA-C. Thank you.